Topic 7. The Ancient Mysteries. 1. These ancient mysteries were originally given to humanity by the hierarchy, and were in their turn received by the hierarchy from the Great White Lodge on Sirius. They contain the clue to the evolutionary process hidden in numbers and in words. They veil the secret of man's origin and destiny, picturing for him in rite and ritual the long, long path which he must tread. They provide also, when rightly interpreted and correctly presented, the teaching which humanity needs in order to progress from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, and from death to immortality. The mysteries will be restored in other ways also, for they contain much besides that which the Masonic rites can reveal, or that religious rituals and ceremonies can disclose. They contain within their teaching and formulas the key to the science which will unlock the mystery of electricity. Though much progress has already been made by science along this line, it is as yet only embryonic in nature, and only when the hierarchy is present visibly on earth, and the mysteries of which the masters are the custodians are given openly to man, will the true secret and nature of electrical phenomena be revealed. The mysteries are, in reality, the true source of revelation, and it can be only when the mind and the will to good are closely blended and conditioning human behavior that the extent of the coming revelation will be grasped, for only then can humanity be trusted with these secrets. They concern those capacities which enable the members of the hierarchy to work consciously with the energies of the planet and of the solar system, and to control forces within the planet. They will put the ordinary psychic powers, today so stupidly approached and so little understood, in their rightful place, and guide man towards their helpful usage. The mysteries will restore color and music, as they essentially are to the world, and to do it in such a manner that the creative art of today will be to this new creative art what a child's building of wooden blocks is to a great cathedral, such as Durham or Milan. The mysteries, when restored, will make real, in a sense incomprehensible to you at present, the nature of religion, the purpose of science, and the goal of education. These are not what you think today. The ground is being prepared at this time for this great restoration. The churches and masonry are today before the judgment seat of humanity's critical mind, and the word has gone forth from that mass mind that both of them failed in their divinely assigned tasks. It is realized everywhere that new life must be poured in and great changes wrought in the awareness and the training of those who work through and in these two media of truth. Those changes have not yet been carried out, for it will take a new vision and a new approach to life experience, and this only the coming generation is capable of giving. They and they alone can bring about the needed alterations and the revitalization, but it can and will be done. Quote, "That which is a mystery shall no longer be so, and that which has been veiled will now be revealed. That which has been withdrawn will emerge in light, and all men shall see, and together they shall rejoice. That time will come when desolation has wrought its beneficent work, when all things have been destroyed, and men, through suffering, have sought to be impressed by that which they had discarded in vain pursuit of that which was near at hand and easy of attainment. Possessed, it proved to be an agency of death, yet men sought life, not death." Unquote. So runs the old commentary when referring to the present cycle through which mankind is passing. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 330 through 332, and from The Reappearance of the Christ, pages 122 through 125. 2. The mysteries are revealed, not primarily by the reception of information anent them and their processes, but by the action of certain processes carried out within the etheric body of the disciple. These enable him to know that which is hidden. They put him in possession of a mechanism of revelation and make him aware of certain radiatory and magnetic powers or energies within himself, which constitute channels of activity and modes whereby he may acquire that which is the privilege of the initiate to own and use. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 337. 3. The only true mysteries are those points of revelation for which the mechanism is inadequate. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 511.